On this Veterans Day, activists in the interior are renewing a long-term goal to establish their own cemetery. Vietnam vet Raymond Clark has been a leader in that effort. He was a sergeant in the Marine Corps from 1967 to 1969. Currently, there are only two veteran cemeteries in Alaska, in Sitka and Anchorage. Clark says the idea to establish one in Fairbanks has been around for 7 or 8 years.
We had been discussing it as a group of veterans within the interior here for about a year before we finally started actively working, trying to figure out how we went about doing something like this.
Now, why do you think veterans in the interior need a dedicated cemetery? What's the impetus behind that?
Well, as you're well aware, the interior of the veterans cover all of the villages, virtually from Fairbanks north and again south to Denali. We are a long ways from any national veteran cemetery. So for our veterans to be buried, they've got to be buried in either a public cemetery or a private cemetery, as is the case in some of the villages. We were looking for a place that we could have locally, that we could honor our veterans, hallowed ground, so that their families could come visit them on Memorial Day, Veterans Day, special days, that they were close to them always.
What would it take, do you think, to establish this cemetery?
You know, I'm really not sure as far as today's numbers go. David Guttenberg quoted a figure of approximately a little over $2 million in federal grants that would be needed. When we were working on this project, I estimated if we could get the land donated and some in-kind donations for such things as building roads, clearing the ground, we could probably do it for around $500,000. And then, of course, that's not counting the annual maintenance and upkeep of it.
Well, you need certainly would need legislative support through this. Do you think lawmakers could be convinced in this next session?
You know, I think over the last 2 to 3 years, all of the people within the United States have looked more and more toward our veterans, and only because of the current war that we have going on, looking at them and trying to meet the needs of the veterans. And I think they're beginning to realize that those who give the ultimate sacrifice in battle also need a resting place close to their loved ones.
Do you find Alaskans in general are generally supportive of veterans' issues in our state?
I think more so than many other states, and only because of our large population of veterans.
Raymond Clark is a Vietnam veteran who lives in North Pole.